Silk is the treasure of China and the bond between China and the world. Silk is the messenger of friendship in history. Embroidered silk and regular silk were often used as high-end gifts for allied countries. Hangzhou has been prosperous since ancient times and is known as the home of silk. Archaeologists have found that as early as 4,700 years ago, the people of Hangzhou were planting mulberry trees and had a silk culture and a technology of reeling silk products. In order to explore the mystery of silk, we came to Hangzhou, the silk city of China. There's a proverb about Hangzhou, China. I traveled 1,000 miles to Hangzhou. Half of the reason was to see West Lake. The other half was to see the silk. Hangzhou is a hometown of silk. The silk market here is the first of its kind in China, and its products are exported all over the world. We came to a famous street in Hangzhou City. The street is full of shops selling silk clothes. On this street, there hide many distinguished people. We found expert seamstress Zhang Ming in a humble shop.
So pajama shop.
Hey, 你好.
你好,你好,欢迎,欢迎,随便看。
我这个好看哦,穿这个一下看一看。 We picked two beautiful pieces of clothing in this store and decided to ask Zhang Ming to make them for us. We witnessed the process of her making clothes for us. She took a ruler and first used chalk on a piece of silk to draw the lines and start cutting. That reminded me of my mother, who made almost all of my clothes when I was a child.
我的妈妈以前的时候也做这个。我小孩子的时候，我的妈妈做过全部的衣服。哦，那这个中国的服装跟这个西式服装，它有很大的区别。
In the process of making it, Zhang Ming told me that there is a big difference between Chinese-style clothing and Western-style clothing. There are four major families of silk and satin in China, while in Western-style clothing, fabrics are generally made of chemically produced fibers. There are also many differences in the production process. Zhang Ming also told me that the most important thing in making clothes is to be calm. You have to really calm down. The heart must be quiet, and you must love what you are doing, but also follow the trend and fashion, and also keep learning. Zhang Ming was born into a family of tailors. She started making clothes with her father at the age of 8. She has a love and obsession for Chinese-style garment making. She said that only when she is making clothes does she feel real happiness. I was impressed by her worldview. Chinese silk is famous for its intricately woven designs called brocade. In order to experience this production process, we came to a local silk factory with a history of more than 100 years. Making a brocade is a very intricate and complicated process. First, we need a good design. According to the design sample, the craftsman draws the concept map, that is, the actual enlarged effect map of the fabric. The artist doing the drawing here is deaf and mute, and the way she is engrossed attracts me. A local master gave us an introduction and told us that the technique would take a long time to learn.
最起码要两三年才去学绘画。
两三年。
要求很高的这个。
At least two or three years. This blows my mind. The difficulty of the craftsmanship lies in the authenticity of its restoration and color matching. Sometimes, in order to restore the real color, it is necessary to reconcile more than five colors, which is not easy for ordinary people, and it takes a lot of effort to learn. Again, the philosophy is never stop learning, which must be drawn on a large paper with thousands of grid points, and at the same time, pay attention to shadows, color, density, etc. It is a great test of craftsmanship. It is critical that she is in a certain frame of mind, and her years of craftsmanship will be tested here. Then, according to the diagram, the jacquard plates are punched. The jacquard plates are in fact a program to control the threads on the loom. This step is very difficult. It requires more than just hands and feet. You must also pay careful attention so as to ensure that the pattern information is correctly input into the jacquard plate.
这个难度很大的，这个活，眼睛、脚、手同时配合。
He's been doing this for 40 years. It's very difficult work. Your eyes, feet, and hands must be coordinated at all times. We program different colors into each jacquard card. From top to bottom, there are thousands of them. The process of pattern plate rolling is almost the same as the process of running a computer program. Color information is encoded in the jacquard pattern plates. A program often requires thousands or tens of thousands of pattern plates. And no mistake can be made. Master Xiao has engaged in the production of pattern plates for 45 years. In the past 45 years, he has continued to learn and perfect the process. After making the jacquard board, it is time for the brocade weaving. Master Hu, who operated the loom, introduced the whole process to us.
现在我给你介绍一下，这个手拉机，这个叫花板，是你们前面一个师傅给你们操作。
This is called a jacquard card. We just had someone show us how to punch it out. After we punch them out, we arrange them in order. There are five colors. After the cards are made, they are fed through the loom, and there you have it, a flower. The straight white threads here are called the warp. The horizontal back and forth threads are called the weft. After the warp threads are separated, we put the corresponding shuttle through the shed, batten it down, and step on the heddle pedal to separate the warp threads again for the next shuttle. The jacquard cards are fed through the loom and control the complex heddle structure, which allows the different thread colors to be fed through the different sheds of the weft, forming the pattern. Let's say we have the wrong color here, and it needs to be fixed. This is how we deal with the mistakes. Pull here once, and it's back.
So some people say that this is the world's first computer, because each one of these is an instruction.
Right, right, right.
And it's like the software.
Yeah, software.
Zhibuji means loom in Chinese. The last character, ji, means machine. In fact, the loom was the first machine. You can see two yarns of the warp thread, colored red, and part of the loom, colored black. and the man, Blue, sitting at the bottom running the loom. Later, a tree, Mu, colored brown, which means wood, was added on the left. Looms are made of wood. You can see how the parts slowly become the modern traditional character. Then they simplified the character. They exchanged the original pictograph of the loom to a simpler pictograph, G, light blue, which only indicates the pronunciation. In fact, the simplified character originally meant a kind of tree. At the scene, there were also two small looms. Adam and I experienced it personally, and I explained the two Chinese characters for warp and weft to him.
加油!
So, you have these threads here.
The warp.
This is called a warp in English. It's called Jing Xian in Chinese.
Jing Xian.
Yeah. And Jing Du is longitude.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because this is supposed to be, you're supposed to think of this kind of like vertical, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And so this is called the weft in English. It's called the Weixian.
Weixian.
Weixian in Chinese. And it's interesting, the Chinese characters. For the Jing, it's actually like a picture, the ancient character is a picture of like lines going up and down. And on the bottom you have something like this, a gong.
Really?
Yeah. And the Wei is, the ancient character is a picture of a foot going to the left and a foot going to the right. And that indicates the shuttle, which goes to the left, right, yeah. And Wei Du is longitude.
Wei Du, longitude.
Yeah, the degree of Wei, up and down.
The traditional production methods that remain in this factory to this day show the ingenuity of Chinese people at every step. Thousands of warp threads are pulled up and down by the heddles, and dozens of knot threads are arranged in an orderly manner by the pattern memory device. The master lifts and pulls different warp threads, flexing and stretching in order to produce a beautiful pattern. It is as if we have returned to the past. With the continuous progress of the times, silk weaving technology is also constantly evolving. We then went to visit the modern factory, where AI can be used to design and customize scarves. I made a scarf for my assistant, Lidze. We see the scarves customized by AI designers in the front of the factory.
So, here we have an artificially intelligent scarf selector.
All right.
Okay, now we get to sign the name. Must be hiding somewhere.
You gotta look. Lidze
somewhere?
I think this is it. This is the only... No.
Well, I thought it was somewhere here, right? Oh, there it is. Okay. And then you can scan it.
AI working, making custom-made scarf for.
In today's modern factories, new manufacturing methods are constantly being adopted. At the back of the factory, the scarves are produced in about 5 minutes. The staff told us the main reason for the production speed is that they have a color management system, which can coordinate the color represented in the computer and the actual color of the fabric, achieving a WYSIWYG effect. That is an acronym for what you see is what you get. So in this way, after the designer makes a picture, the picture was transferred directly to the printer through the network, and it was printed out.
Wow, so it's truly a 21st century factory. I mean, everything is automated, completely digital, and there are very few workers around here. Right, it's like this place could run by itself.
Wow.
In addition to improving production methods, they are also committed to making clothing more environmentally friendly. We also visited the factory environmental laboratory and did some experiments. The experiment we did today is to compare the dyeing residues of two fabrics. Here are two fabrics. One is an untreated fabric. The other is a fabric treated with a special technology. Keep stirring. You can clearly see the change in the dye uptake. The residue of the untreated fabric is more and more, while the residue of the other cup is almost transparent. In order to verify this effect, I decided to drink it, and Adam also took a drink with me.
Yes, it looks just like water.
Can you drink it? Take a whip, wait, huh?
Can you?
Yes, you can drink it.
Gambang!
Let me drink it first. Well, I'm the experimenter, see?
Oh, I'm so parched through a long day with Uncle Hansa. Oh, that's so good. Oh, goody.
Go and tell.
In addition to improving the production methods, they are also committed to making clothing more environmentally friendly. Clothing is just the surface of a person. But behind the clothes, we see a history, wisdom, and technology of the ancients, and feel the changes over time. Through clothes, we see a wider world. Thanks for listening to this episode of My Stories of Chinese Characters, Season 2. I'm Uncle Hans. If you like the show, please give us a rating or a review. You can find out more at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and most other major podcast platforms, or at our website, radio.cgtn.com. See you next time.